Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Hoates, talking to you from my home in Adelaide, Australia, off to Canada in on Monday. It's Saturday here now, so Canada on Monday for 2 weeks. That'll be great. We'll be having Christian, who's sponsoring my trip. We're going to have him on the show in the second hour and have a chat to him, and he can fill us in. Oh, excuse me. Oh, heavens, that caught me by surprise. He can fill us in on what's going to be happening in Canada and just general other information, et cetera. So, all right. Well, I think what we're going to do today is we are going to look at some reversals that I will be looking at During my trip to Canada, and this is on a serial killer, and so let's have a look and see what this reversal has got to tell us. First of all, we have the police officer who's doing the interviewing. This is from a police interrogation tape.
Make sure you're aware that what we say is being videotaped here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start this audio tape. I forgot.
This one says, you're a citizen.
You're a citizen.
You're a citizen. You're a citizen.
Yeah, so the police officer is recognizing the rights of the man who he's with. You're a citizen. Okay, then we have the next one.
And with the information that you provided to me at that time, was able to conclude those matters as having been committed by yourself. So for that, I thank you for that information.
Sorry.
And this one says yes. Here we go.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. So that's a fairly straightforward reversal. All right, here we have the next one.
You provided enough information that I was satisfied that you were the person that committed those offenses.
Okay, so what about, and it makes sense, what about ones that you thought that I came forward with?
This one says, they're powerful, there's no war, girls, mess, heaven.
Yes, no war, girls, mess, heaven.
Wow. Yeah, that one was quite clear, wasn't it? They're powerful, there's no war, girls, mess, heaven. Let's play that again. Well, that's certainly what it says. Okay, all right. And here you have the next one along.
I turned on the TV. I waited for Peel Regional to come by. September rolls around.
And this one simply says, I run She-Wolf. Okay. She-Wolf's a very powerful metaphor. That gives this killer a lot of power in his hands. Okay. I wonder if Todd's there. If you're listening, Todd, I need a music break for a couple of minutes. I wonder if you can organize that for me. I have to take a break urgently. Let us see. Okay, all right. Let's run the next. Oops, wrong one, wrong. And we're going to be running the next one. Oops, wrong one again. Okay, here we go.
They make a public announcement. It's written on my file here that.
And they found my noose in a slime.
And very loud, found my noose.
And they love found my noose in a slime.
And very loud, found my noose in a slime.
We're gonna have dead air for a couple of minutes, folks. I'm sorry. Be back in a sec. Okay, I don't know about how long we had dead air. I do apologize for that. Okay, so let's have a look. Here we go. And they love found my noose in a slime.
And they love found my noose in a slime.
And they love found my noose in a slime. And they love found my noose in a slime.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right, next one.
I have spoken to Peel Region.
Yeah.
And
this one is, there's new relief with a corpse.
There's new relief with a corpse.
There's new relief, isn't it, Wolf? There's new relief, isn't it,
Wolf? How he's getting new relief with a corpse is a little bit beyond me. But there you go. Okay, here is the next one along.
Well, I've been sitting with this for years, and it's written on my file, and it makes me seem like, oh, he's just this crazy.
And this one says, this opinion you love.
This opinion you love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Okay. So, still, this opinion you love. All right, here's the next one.
Peel, you know, declared that Paul Bernardo was, you know, this crazy liar to police. What's the fundamental problem here?
Well,
I guess this.
And this one says, love, send a lovely soul.
There you go.
Love, send a lovely soul. Interesting. Okay. Then we got this one.
That statement you're giving me is much different from the public statement they said, which said I was a liar.
Okay. I don't.
And this one says, our owl was modest with their scene. The owl was modest with their scene. Owl, metaphor, intellectual knowledge, wisdom, insight, modest with their scene. Okay, all right. Okay, so next one along. My big note, here we go. Okay, here we go here.
They didn't have enough information. Why don't you come in and get the information? Absolutely. I mean, either I'm lying or I'm not lying.
And this reversal says, my big name, let me show my fame.
Big name, I can show my fame.
Yep, okay. And no problems at all. He's enjoying the fame and the adoration he's getting from all of this. Okay, all right. So, and this next one verifies this.
But you guys are trying to paint me as one of the public, according to the public, they turned on the TV in September of last year, and I was this crazy liar.
This one says, how they like to see me.
Albert, like to see me.
Oh, yeah, he likes to be looked at. Yep, okay. Okay, all right. All right, so next one along. We are going to be playing this one here. Here is forward. Oops, we lost some of it. Let's do that again.
What is silly attorney Jones' office?
Yeah, very well, Piggy, but.
And this one says, we hate you.
We hate
you. Wow.
We hate you.
Yeah, certainly there. We hate you. Wow. It's a rather aggressive reversal. Alright, next one along.
No, it's the same thing. If I'm a liar, take the facts that they have. They come down and talk to me.
And this one says, did I hit that nerve?
Did I hit that nerve?
Wow.
Did I hit that nerve? Did I hit that nerve?
Yes, all there. Did I hit that nerve? All right, and next one along. Here we go.
Time, but to say that is just ridiculous. Just like you guys didn't go, polygraph, Harlan, aspirin, butter.
And this is, did Daddy now trick on me?
Did Daddy nail something?
I'll be bothered.
Did Use the Hagi Whale system with you. Use the Hagi Whale system with you.
I'll be bothered. Did Daddy now trick on me? I wonder what he means by that. Did Daddy now trick on me? Interesting. I need to finish this tape. Only halfway through it. Here we have another one.
Time, but to say that is just ridiculous. Just like you guys didn't go, I guess, polygraph,
Harlan, ask for the book. As I says, his daddy now sits on me.
His daddy now sits on me.
His daddy now sits on me.
Yeah, that's true. All right, okay, all right. So, I'm really not too surely amazed by his daddy now sits on me. How strange. Okay, all right. So let's move along to the next one here. This one here.
You're opening up cans of worms everywhere.
No, I'm just asking you
This one says, this girl was naked.
This girl was naked.
It's not naked. This girl was naked. It's not naked.
This girl was naked.
Okay, I got that one wrong. Sorry about that, folks.
This girl was naked.
Could be this girl was angry.
This girl was naked.
Yeah, a little bit unsure what that means. Sorry about that. Okay, here's the next one.
Have you settled the matter with it? Because you could say I lied or whatever on polygraph, but have you asked her? Because it comes down to a lot of that issue.
This one says, sucking her sound knife.
Is it your sound knife?
Wow, that's clear.
Is it your sound knife? Is it your sound knife?
Wow, okay. Sucking her sound knife. I wish I knew more about the case. And here we have the last reversal I've got on this guy.
You know, to me it's like, if you didn't, why didn't you? If you want to know the truth about it.
And this one says, we did it. Yeah, there it is. All right, and okay, so that's all the reversals I've got on this guy. So what we're going to do, as we always do in these shows, well, we have been recently, we're going to go back to the archives and pull out some reversals from the archives. And here we have, we're going to start off with a little Irish girl using curse words. Now here's the forwards.
When they just had before, I just had them before. Sometimes I beat babies come coasters and they say, I want chocolate!
Is that what they say, the little monkeys? Now, what do you say?
No, I have to eat coasters first, baby.
And do the babies say any bad words?
She say, for fuck's sake, like that.
What?
She say, for fuck's sake.
And someone says, I'll be mother.
I'll be mother.
Emulating his or her mother. All right. Here we have a former Irish politician recounts about being sodomized.
You don't know what I feel inside me. You don't know the hurt I am. I got raped of a Saturday, got a merciful beating after it, and then he came along the following morning and put Holy Communion in my mouth, into the room, to rape me, to bugger me, and beat the shit out of me. That's the way it is. I attempted to commit suicide. There's the woman who saved me from committing suicide on my way down from Dublin.
As I says, and Hebrew son. Oh, yeah.
And Hebrew son.
Wow, that's clear.
And Hebrew son.
Wow, that's a very clear reversal. And Hebrew son. I don't know why he would say Hebrew son. All right, here is Gingrich weighing in on the anonymous White House op-ed editor, writer. I never found out who that guy was.
Well, I think you make it a big choice election. You hammer away at the things that matter in people's lives.
This one says, shallow source, they better get.
Shallow source, they better get. Shallow source, they better get. Shallow source, they better get.
Yeah, there we go. Shallow source, they better get. In other words, they better get the source, the shallow source, who is the op-ed writer. All right, here's the next one along.
Where four MS-13 gang members chopped to death, literally chopped into pieces, somebody who'd been collaborating with the Houston police force. So let's start with that.
This one says, in sheep in the past, humor faggot.
Sheep in the past, humor faggot.
Wow.
Sheep in the past, humor faggot. Sheep in the past, humor faggot.
There we go. Okay, all right. So let's have a look at the next one along. Here we go.
I'm an Israeli in my heart and mind. Okay, I love that country. I love what it stands for. I'm proud to be Jewish. When people see me Latin, they can subtitle it Jews with Guns, because this is not about going, you know, into the night quietly. This is when outrage. This is the birth of the modern Israelis. These were the guys in the ghetto who said, we're not going to walk into the concentration camps and get herded like cattle. They said, we're going to kill some Germans instead.
It says, missile beat them, shows you.
Missile beat them, shows you.
Missile beat them, shows you. Missile beat them, shows you.
Missile beat them, shows you. Okay, he's talking about being, this is Harvey Weinstein. I wonder what he means by missile beats them. Okay. That's the only one I got on Harvey Weinstein. All right. Here's Lindsey Graham talking about the death of John McCain.
You know, I said, you know, love and John McCain usually don't go in the same sentence, but it should, because if he loved you, and Joe Lieberman, you know, I've talked to him a bunch, you know, Kelly, yeah, you know.
That's what it says. I like money.
I like money.
I like money. I like money.
I like money. All right, then we've got the next one along. Here we go. Oh, we got a break. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com. And sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve, then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back. We are looking at reversals from September. So current reversals, yeah. Well, as current as you can get. September's pretty current, I would say. That qualifies. And so here is Lindsey Graham again on the death of John McCain.
Get together, and I'd like to see if we can find a way to honor John big, not small.
This one says, make you face it.
Make you face it.
Wow.
Make you face it. Make you face it.
Yeah, that one's nice and clear. Make you face it. And then we've got this one here.
Happy birthday, John. You have earned everything you're experiencing right now, and I will be there sooner probably rather than later, given my family's history.
And this one says, they will all burn us.
They will all burn us.
Wow.
They will all burn us. They will all burn us.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. Good job. All right. They will all burn us. And then we've got Meghan McCain giving her father's eulogy.
My dad picked me up. He took me to the doctor and he got me all fixed up. Then he immediately took me back home and made me get back on that very same horse. I was furious at him as a child, but how I love him for it now.
And this one says, I had a fairy.
I had a fairy.
Huh.
I had a fairy.
I had a fairy.
I don't know what fairy means in reverse speech. It's not a metaphor I've come across. Would you believe that? With all the years of work, you'd think I would have come across fairy. But I haven't, so I can't interpret that. This one's nice and easy to interpret.
My father, the true son of his father and grandfather, was born into an enduring sense of the hard-won character of American greatness and was convinced of the need to defend it.
This one says, you love him.
You love him.
You love him. Okay, all right. So, next one along. Is Netanyahu on his history with America?
The marketplace. You allow enterprise, innovation, risk to fail or succeed. And I had to do a lot of reforms. I did that as prime minister.
This one says business relief.
Business relief.
Okay, business relief. Let's move forwards again on this one.
The marketplace. You allow enterprise, innovation, risk to fail or succeed.
Oh, yeah. Business relief. That makes total sense, doesn't it?
Business relief.
Totally congruent with the forward dialogue.
Business relief.
Okay, and here he is again.
And intelligence, that countries have to protect themselves against terrorism, and that's pretty much all countries. And you take the needs for technological innovation that is driving the world right now. Both of them are present in Israel, and so everybody wants them. And that gives me the third thing, which is this massive flourishing of Israel's diplomatic relations with just about every country in the world. Not all.
That's what says, mind our whirlwind.
Mind our whirlwind.
Wow.
Mind our whirlwind.
There, yeah.
Mind our whirlwind.
There it is, mind our whirlwind. Okay, all right. Then we've got this one here. This is still on Netanyahu.
Was to enact an enormous number of reforms, like several dozen reforms, that open up the economy, reduce the tax rates, reduce spending, and cut the bureaucracy. I had to.
Here he tells us what he does with all this extra money, and he says they fund a bullet.
Create one bullet.
Bullet or munitions warfare. They fund a bullet. That's what's happening to the money. Let's run the floors again. Listen to the context.
Was to enact an enormous number of reforms, like several dozen reforms, that open up the economy, reduce the tax rates, reduce spending, and cut the bureaucracy. I had to.
And they fund a bullet?
Create one bullet.
Yeah, there it is. Okay. So that's what's happening to all the extra funds. They're funding a bullet or munitions. All right, and here he is again.
I also remember him when I was ambassador of Israel to the United Nations, and he was a very prominent businessman in New York, and we occasionally sort of bumped in the same circles, but... we met years later, and it's been a direct and very positive relationship from the get-go.
It says, expose the virus.
Expose the virus.
Well, I obviously think there's a virus or some issue or some problem at some level. Expose the virus. Okay. All right. And then we have got, here's Netanyahu predicting 9/11 in 1995.
Suicidal nature of militant Islam. The next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Wow, that was in 95. And he says he'll swing the Senate.
He is swinging the Senate.
Well, look, Israel's certainly got a lot of power in American politics. There's no doubt about that. And he'll swing the Senate would seem to verify at least part of that, I would think. There we go. He'll swing the Senate. And now we are going to move on to our next one here, which is this one here. This is Obama. giving John McCain's eulogy.
Occasionally work across the aisle on campaign finance reform and immigration reform.
And here he says, our lies.
Our lies.
Our lies. Our lies.
Oh, our lies. Our lies, probably. Our lives.
Our lies.
Our lies. Our lies.
There we go. Our lies. And next one along is this one here.
That burden is borne most heavily by our men and women in uniform. Service members like Doug, and Jimmy, and Jack, who followed their father's footsteps.
And the phone says, image God.
Image God.
Wow.
Image God. Image God.
That indicate where John McCain is now? He's with God? I don't know. Interesting reversal, though. Makes you think, doesn't it? All right. Then we've got here's Obama taking on Trump.
And we're sure as heck supposed to stand up clearly and unequivocally to Nazi sympathizers.
And this reversal says... finance his office. Okay, so next reversal along is this one here, taking on Trump directly.
How hard can that be, saying that Nazis are bad? One election will not fix everything that needs to be fixed.
This one says, heed them.
Heed them. Heed them.
Heed them. Heed them. Don't know who they are. Heed them. Unsure. Unsure. Okay, so let's move along to the next one here. Here's the forwards.
It's radical, the claim that everything will turn out okay because there are people inside the White House who secretly aren't following the president's orders. That is not a check. I'm being serious here. That's not how our democracy is supposed to work.
This one says, I'm sad, they're serious.
I'm sad, very serious.
Huh.
I'm sad, very serious. I'm sad, they're serious.
Yeah, there it is. I'm sad, they're serious. Okay. All right, so let's move along to the next one. Here we go.
Appealing to fear, pitting one group against another, telling people that order and security will be restored if it weren't for those who don't look like us or don't sound like us or don't pray like we do.
And this one says, sort of go with it.
Sort of go with it.
Sort of go with it. Sort of go with it.
Sort of go with it. There we go. Very strange reversal. Sort of go with it. Okay, all right. And here's Pastor John Paul Patrick speaking in tongues.
Flush out every witchcraft spirit, flush it out.
Okay, flush out every witchcraft spirit, and backwards it fucks you. Probably talking about the demon witches. Cause us problems and issues, I would imagine. All right, and here's the next one along.
Containment is over! Let's go! Let's move! Let's go! Let's go! It's now! It's time! Let's go! Come on!
Woo! Come on! Says, oh shit!
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Yo, Oh, that's funny. You know, I tell you what, evangelists really need to rethink what they're doing and how they're doing it, because the reversals have never been good on these tele-evangelists. They're all these bad, negative, down-putting reversals. So it makes you wonder what tele-evangelists are trying to achieve with such negative reversals. All right, here's Roseanne Barr.
I think now it's like eating its own tail. I mean, the whole Saudi Arabia, all royal family, 911, Bush, all of it, it's eating its own tail.
And this one says, they buried a slogan name.
They buried a slogan name.
Huh.
They buried a slogan name.
They buried a slogan name.
See, I don't know what that would mean, they buried a slogan name. You know, well, I wonder what, how would you interpret slogan in that context? Huh. Okay, all right. Here we have a strange encounter with an abortionist.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes, I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it. Killed. I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies.
Yeah, apart. I will.
Keep tearing the babies.
I
apart.
Will.
And this one says, you did the nasty.
You did the nasty.
You did the nasty. You did the nasty.
And that's the male speaker who, the interviewer, right. So you did the nasty, recognizing that this guy did not do good deeds. There you go. That's a pretty, pretty interesting way to explain it. Oh, here's a funny one. I like this one. Here's Trump talking about the media.
Our biggest obstacle and their greatest ally actually is the media. You can believe it. We've got stories that are so big and the media doesn't pick them up.
And this one says, and they get worse than a zero.
And they get worse than a zero.
Huh.
And they get worse than a zero. And they get worse than a zero.
Silly there, isn't it? And they get worse than a zero. In other words, they don't get good marks at all. Okay, it's a negative, negative, not good, one little bit. They get worse than a zero, which is pretty much how Trump describes the media anyway, isn't it? Getting worse than a zero. Okay, all right, so let's have a look at the next one. Down the line here, and here we have Trump again.
And we have them, and they just don't want to write them. It's a dishonest group of people, I will tell you that.
And this one says, we'll beat the boots in Oz.
Or beat the boots in Oz.
Or beat the boots in Oz. Or beat the boots in Oz.
Oz, is that Oz, as in Australia? Or the land of Oz, La La Land. I don't know. Probably La La Land will beat the boots of Oz. Trump taking his victory talk. Here's Trump defending himself against groping allegations.
The newly uncovered sexual harassment claim against O'Reilly.
I think he's a person I know well. He's a good person. I think he may, you know, I think he shouldn't have settled.
And this one says, that's Swedish.
Oh, that's Swedish.
Huh.
Oh, that's Swedish. Oh, that's Swedish.
Don't know what it means by that's Swedish. Unless he's making some sort of sexual comments, that's the only thing I can think of. Here we have another one.
I didn't do anything. I didn't know any of these women, people that are willing to say, oh, I was with Donald Trump in 1980, and he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after him.
And this one says, warn media.
Warn media.
Warn media. Warn media.
Warn media. Okay, and then we've got the next one along, which is, where are we? This one here. Here we go.
Obama's speech. And I said, I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
And this one says, the Senate ships.
The Senate ships.
The Senate ships. The Senate ships.
The Senate ships. Huh, interesting. All right. And then we've got next one along. Here we are. Here's Trump at North Carolina.
So we have a lot of things. We have a lot of great things we're going to be doing beyond this. Crime is a big, big thing with us. We've already started building the wall, and I can tell you these people are helping us with the wall. We need the wall. We have that thing.
And this one says, all within you.
All within you.
All within you. All within you.
Yeah, all within you, yeah. Yeah, nice and clear and apparent there. All within you. And then we're going to move on to the next one, which is this one here.
God bless you all. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Thank you.
And here he says, always sell God.
Are we still God?
Are we still God? Are we still God?
Yeah, he may say he makes a big point of selling God, doesn't he? Always sell God. That's consistent with what he appears to be doing. All right, next one along.
You sign a document and you try. And in many cases, it's going to work. And it's hope. It's hope. It's really something special. To me, that was very important. And it's not as easy as you think. Mark Meadows and all of these people worked so hard to get this done because, I mean, the insurance companies had problems. We got taken care of.
This one says, faggot your horse.
Thank you, no horse.
Thank you, no horse. Thank you, no horse.
There it is, faggot your horse. Yep, okay, all right. And then we've got this one here. Here we go. Here is Forwards.
You make things. It's work. It's good. They're the best jobs. They're the best jobs. You know about economic growth? It was 4.1, but 2 days ago they raised it to 4.2. Nobody thought that was possible.
And this one says, get our money.
Get our money.
Get our money. Get our money.
Yeah, totally congruent, totally consistent with the story. Okay. All right, and then we've got this one here. Here we go.
For Ted... And for all of these people, including the ones that aren't here for any reason other than they're supporting Mark and Ted.
And this one says, inner freedom, there's no one.
Inner freedom, there's no one.
Inner freedom, there's no one. Inner freedom, there's no one.
What is this? No one has inner freedom? Inner freedom, there's no one? I don't know. Huh. That'd be a rather depressing comment if that's what he's saying. All right, here's the next one along.
So I signed it up on Monday. Then I started returning the calls. Yeah, what can I do? Well, sir, it's a little late. You just approved it. Oh, I didn't know. What do I know? I didn't know. I'm sorry.
And this one says mechanical lies.
Mechanical lies.
Huh.
Mechanical lies. Mechanical lies.
I don't know what he means by mechanical lies. Mechanical lies. Yeah, let's play that again.
Mechanical lies.
Well, that's certainly what it says. Mechanical lies. Strange reversal. All right. Okay. So next one along, we're going to be looking at this reversal here.
How about, you know, women for Trump, right? Women for Trump. Mark's great wife. Mark's great wife. Women for Trump.
Oh, he's not congruent on this issue. He says they're scum, now you're scum.
They're scum. Now you're scum.
Wow.
They're scum. Now you're scum. They're scum. Now you're scum.
So you talk about women in a positive sense forwards, but backwards we tap into his real thoughts about women and their scum. Now you're scum. Here he is in North Carolina.
The states had problems. The government had problems. Liability problems. You give them something and they sue. I said, what's the purpose of not doing it? Well, sir, we don't want to get sued. Okay, that makes sense.
And this one says, who's sending it?
Who's sending it?
Who's sending it? Who's sending it?
Yeah, you have to get more of a context on that one. I think probably the ones who perpetrated it, I'd imagine. Then we've got this. Oh, look at this one on bad people running for Congress.
We need help in Congress. We can have all the ideas we want, but we have some really bad people that are running for office. Bad people for a lot of reasons, but primarily because they're doing a tremendous injustice to our country. I don't know if they really believe this stuff. A lot of it's hard to believe that they believe. Because you say, how do you believe in open borders where the entire world population can pour into our country?
This one says, I'll be dead, I'll be dead.
Be dead.
Right, there you go, folks. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right off with my guest, Christian Couture. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. OxyC is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural OxyC and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rents.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rents.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no hope.